The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Oh, he's got it mounted.
Now he's got it connected. He stepped over the knees. He's got it locked in. This is it.
Coming here to finish, man. That's my job. I got to make it entertaining for you guys. And I don't get paid by the round either, so I'm in and out.
Jalen the Tarantula Turner!
Welcome to UFC Unfiltered. Please tell me that's on video. I've never been happier.
I'm made for a fucking podcast. That's dangerous! Listen to me, we're
at it! Welcome to UFC Unfiltered. I just humiliated myself by trying to confirm that we were recording when I actually heard the message. Hi, Dean. Thank you for joining us.
Man, it's my pleasure to join you. How can I turn up an opportunity to hang out with you and Matt?
A lot of people do, so we're happy that you decided not to. Well, turn it down.
Well, that was kind of why I'm here. That is why I'm here, because everybody else turned it down.
I don't think that is true.
Jalen Turner, by the way, Matt, sorry to interrupt you. Jalen Turner will be joining us, the number 10 lightweight. There's a lot of interesting, even non-fighting questions to ask him. I'm kind of obsessed with his tarantula obsession.
Well, he's got a lot going on for him.
You think he got bit? You think he ever got bit?
Yeah, that's how he got. That's how he got so good at fighting. Like Spider-Man.
Bit by a spider?
Yeah.
I guess we have a lot to cover. First, big news.
Hold on, I'm sorry.
Sure.
You love Dean so much, you didn't give him if that was me, you would have did this. Jimmy would have went, eh. But with you, he likes you so much, he doesn't even bring up that Spider-Man, attempt at that Spider-Man joke.
Well, I mean, you know what I'm saying? They can't all be gems. I just threw it out there.
I just threw it out there
to see how y'all would respond.
Yeah, apparently it was just a nice little point. That was all. Yeah, I mean, I mention the spider thing, and our guest just kind of tagged it. That's all.
Yeah.
Can we slow it down a little bit?
Sure.
How was everybody's morning? I just got in, but I'll tell you about my morning. How was your guys?
I'll start. Uneventful. I had a great weekend in Texas, Fort Worth, and Dallas. A tremendous weekend. So, yeah, I'm great.
Did you? I know Texas is obviously, it's a big state there.
Sure.
Did you see Joe Rogan?
No, Joe is 3 hours away in Austin. I did gigs in Fort Worth and then gigs in Dallas.
Mm. Were they all out of the park, or were you working new? You don't work new material on the road, do you?
Not really. No, I do that. I'll do that Wednesday here in New York at the Fat Black Pussycat. I run an hour and I work on material for the hour. I fuck around. Hey,
what's the name of the club?
Fat Black Pussycat.
I don't know why that makes me laugh. It just made me laugh when you said
I know, because it hits so many thoughts. So many trigger points in that.
Yeah.
Well, two out of those three words was Dean back in the single days with Sturgeon. Yeah. I mean, he just, it triggers something.
Like, sure.
Like, really? Yeah, that's me. Last call. No, I'm only kidding. Back in the day.
That was back in the day. I've raised my standards now.
Yes, you have.
Guys, can I bring up, are you still working? Now, this girl's your protege. I don't even think we even addressed it. I know it's not MMA, but in a grappling match, your pupil, Jillian Robertson, took out Thug Rose in like very quick, I think under a minute, with a weird naked choke in a grappling match.
Yeah. Well, she's here right now. I could bring her out right now. She's here right now. I'm in Washington, D.C. We're up here. Chilling.
Well, I'm bringing it up. I want to talk to you about
sure.
it.
Sure.
Yeah.
How
man.
Great was that?
It was great. I mean, it was obviously good for her career and to, you know, get her back out there. So listen, we moving, man. We making moves now. We trying to do big things. I'm trying to get on you and Aljo's level.
Wait, now who's that now?
Who?
Me?
Yeah.
What? Mine and Aljo?
Yeah. Wouldn't be me and Aljo.
A fucking help? You're retired. Yeah. That should have sailed. Oh, I'm sorry. Something else. I thought you meant being a champion. A tough champion? No, we were in that house. Dean, what are you trying to say?
I'm just trying to say, man, we trying to belt hunt. You know what I'm saying? We trying to go after big things. You and Weidman, you and Aljo. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Me and her trying to do big things.
Hey, that's got to be a confidence booster. I know it's not MMA, but a huge part of MMA is grappling. And she's so good at getting it in that realm. So to be able just to strangle somebody on a stage, and I know it's a different combat sport. I know they're agreeing to play that one area, you know. It's got to be a confidence booster is what I'm
saying. You know what, for me, the real confidence booster was Rose's reaction afterwards. Like, she started making a bunch of excuses. She was kind of
news. This is news.
Yeah. So
Jimmy, did you know this?
I did not.
Yeah, I mean, she was a little sour about it.
What did she say, Dean?
Just kind of like, oh, well, you know, I took this on short notice. I didn't really, you know, train for this. I wasn't really prepared for this. And, you know, this is not that big of a deal. So to me, that is the bigger story. Like, the fact that you could make someone have excuses like that, right? You know what I'm saying? It's like she made her come off with all these excuses. So, like, to me, that was a big deal for me.
That's kind of surprising to me. Or else, listen, some people have a hard time dealing, especially if they're such a winner and they're usually winning.
Sure.
They have a hard time dealing with a loss. Like, there has to be some, like, reason. Like, you know what I mean? There has to be, like, in their mind to justify it, because how could they get beat so quick?
Right. You know?
Maybe it's like a defense mechanism.
And that's the way I see it. But in order to do that, they have to care. Like, if she ain't care, she would have just been like, I don't give a shit. Let's go. Pay me my money and let me go home. But the fact that she had to come up with those excuses showed me that she cared, and it did affect her in some way. So, like, to me, that's kind of the bigger deal.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I agree. What does she have next? Does she have a fight coming up?
No, nothing coming up. But hopefully in the first part of this year, you know, we get something going.
Well, have you turned anything down?
No. That's the one thing I don't do. We don't turn fights down. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you're supposed to be the best in the world, you got to prove it.
Well, let me ask both of you guys as fighters a question, because obviously huge news besides Gon and Jones fighting for the empty heavyweight belt on March the 5th, I think, or 6th. Or is it March 4th? I don't know. It's at UFC 186.
The 4th.
Is that 86 or 85? I should probably know this.
85. It's 85.
Okay, good. I'm off by a day on everything. But as two fighters, like, Francis is now a free agent, and UFC, it looks like, well, they didn't want to pay him. But then Dana goes, no, he was going to be the highest paid heavyweight in the history of the sport and wanted to fight lesser opponents. That was Dana's opinion. What do you guys think about walking away? Because they said he left a lot of money on the table. And you said you don't turn fights down. What do you think about that? As a guy like Francis, he's 36. He's coming off knee surgery. I don't think it's a good move for him to go out and fight Tyson Fury, even though there's probably a lot of money in it.
Matt, you want to take this one first?
Oh, man, look, well, it is, like, I don't know when he's saying, listen, it has to be a pretty good paycheck if he's saying, you know, because I'm sure that he's saying bigger than Brock Lesnar, bigger than any. So I'm sure it's something huge. But, you know, who's in his ear? Somebody has to be saying, look, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that. I'm sure Francis is his own man and he's making his own decisions. But there has to be somebody saying, hey, man, no, we could get more over here. Or the way Dane is putting it, and it could be very, and this is something where it very well could be, and if it is, would you blame him? You could make a lot of money and not fight nearly as hard of the competition. Like, you know what I mean? Like the big fish in a little pond, they get a lot of money. So you're not fighting the best on the planet, but you're getting paid a lot. And he's feeling maybe he can make more money and fight a lesser competition. So that's where I think that's where his head is at. So,
right. Especially coming off knee surgery, maybe he feels like he wants some longevity, and maybe in the UFC, he was afraid he wouldn't have it. What do you think, Dean?
Well, I don't think it was a situation where he was, you know, we can kind of paint the picture to say he was kind of taking the chump move, but I don't think that was the situation at all. Obviously, he's got a bigger payday in the horizon, or at least he thinks he does.
Sure.
Now, obviously, he's got the management behind him that's telling him it's going to work out for him. So I think that's why he did it. I don't think it has anything to do with competition, because I really believe Francis thinks he could beat anybody. I think it just has to do with the money. And probably Tyson Fury told him he was going to give him $20 million to box him. And he was like, hell yeah, I'm taking that money.
Sure.
And it makes sense. Like, I would do it too. And who wouldn't? Like, you'd be stupid not to do that. So I think that's what it is. But I'm telling you right now, if he doesn't get that, I think it's not going to be a good look for him. Because
I don't think it's a good thing to fight Tyson. The money, obviously, sure. I just don't think, like, I think a guy who boxes as well as Tyson Fury would be a harder matchup for Francis. But I'm a fan, so I love him just being the heavyweight champion in UFC. I'm thinking selfishly because I want to keep watch him fighting. But to show you how little I know, this is how stupid I am. And I think I've said it to you, Dean. I know I said it when Megan Levy was on. I didn't think John Jones was going to fight at the UFC again. I thought he had an injury, or he was just done fighting, or there was something. And I couldn't have been fucking wronger. And I'm happy. 8-fight deal.
This week, you heard the Usman fight being announced. You heard John Jones is coming back. And they just told Francis, you know what? We're not going to deal with you. We're not going to play cat and mouse with you. If you want to go ahead, bye. And then he left. So I think it just makes sense for the UFC to go, you know what? We just need to move our company forward.
Just that UFC always seems to do, even when they lose giant stars, like they had John gone for a few years. Connor's not fighting. Ronda left. Like, they've lost the biggest names, and they always seem to again, just move forward, because there's so many great fighters, and so they're not going to let any one fighter, it seems, define the entire company. And again, maybe the age with Francis, maybe they're like, there's a couple of years left, and John's announcement will make any money for us that Francis would have made as champion will make with John. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what their thinking is, but, you know, good luck to him, because I love Francis.
This is what I'm thinking. You know, Dean Thomas set me up with he said a nice moving forward type of thing. They want to move forward. So me, I'm working on my segues, you know.
Sure.
So I was going to say, speaking of moving forward, Sean Strickland, you know, he moves forward in the fight. Yeah. But then Jimmy came in with a little bird flew in. He flew in.
I did.
Me off. He just, what about him? And now.
Hold on. I don't think I cut you off.
The ship has sailed. And my segue, you know what it is?
What?
It's shit. It's fucking shit.
Fucking shit. That's what Imavov said when Strickland was hitting him. Fucking shit. See, there's a segue.
You brought me back. I can't stay mad at you, my little bird. Strickland deserves respect.
Yeah.
You know what's my bad? My bad is I should have started off screaming on the opening of the podcast about Sean Strickland. How many days did he take this fight on?
A week?
Five? It was like 5 days.
And I still picked him to win, by the way. Not everybody did. Other people picked Imavov.
I picked him to win, too.
Not you.
I picked Ige also about that other fight. But listen, that's not it. I also picked Raquel Pennington. Listen to me.
Didn't I take Ige? Me, too.
Did you say Ige?
Yeah. I think I took my decision.
Ige, huh?
I took Ige, too.
Let's talk about both fights.
Yeah.
Co-main and main. And next thing you know, we got the tarantula in there. I got to think of a nice fucking.
I like that, Matt.
That's a little song when they go, hey, tarantula. Now he'll just be like, yo, I'm out. I don't get paid. Anyway, which one do you want to start with?
Oh, let's do it. What do you think? The main event, Strickland against Imavov. Yeah, of course.
Nazardino, sweetheart. Nazardine. He likes to do it like the Donkey Sean.
The Donkey Sean. Hold on. Donkey Sean.
The Donkey Sean.
I'm not helping you. Donkey Sean is actually correct.
Last week he was going there. He's like, yeah, the Donkey Kong. I go, Jimmy.
He said Donkey Kong. Donkey
Sean. Donkey Sean.
Isn't that how you say you're welcome in German?
That's Donkey Shane.
What does Donkey Shane mean?
Thank you in German.
That's what the guy's singing about, the Donkey Shane.
Yeah, thank you. Be nice.
Fucking stupid. But listen,
Donkey Shane.
Let's cut all that out, okay?
All right.
Anyway, no, we don't have to.
No.
Listen, Nazardine, I got to give it to Strickland, man. He was marching forward. You started thinking, oh, man, this left hook. First of all, what a good chin he had. He had a great chin. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know if the extra weight helped with some of that. I don't know, but
10 pounds, yeah.
Gagged a little bit with that left hand. And that's where you're like, oh, he's doing the homework, man. He's looking to do what Alex Pereira.
Yeah.
To do five rounds with a camp is hard. I don't know. I never did it. But I know it's exhausting to do five rounds. So to keep that kind of pressure on for five rounds, it's impressive, man. And I can't say enough. He wasn't going to be denied, man. He talks it, but he walks it. And it's really something to be admired, man, because to do that off the couch, I don't know what kind of shape he was in, but to do that, to fight a guy like this, Nazardine, it's not a lot of guys are doing that.
No.
I mean, you can see his experience, like, because it looked like in the second round, it looked like he wanted to get tired. Like, his body physically was like, you know what, you're not really in that great of shape. But then you could just see his experience go, I need to pace this at my pace to where I can fight this dude and win and still not get tired. And he did it, man. Like, he really kept the pressure on and kept his momentum and his rhythm going to where he just would not allow himself to get tired.
Yeah, and he also he knew he had five rounds. I think this was Nazardine's first main event, his first five-round fight. And a guy like Strickland, again, just knows how his body is feeling. And there was one round where they said it looked like he was breathing heavy at the end of the – I think this was the third round they said this. And it looked like he had kind of collected himself and mm-hmm. gotten a second wave because he knows how to pace himself. And what is that punch? He throws a very unusual right punch where he almost cocks his hand for a second and then throws the punch. And I can't think of anybody else I've seen throwing that punch. Do you know what I'm talking about when he does it? He kind of comes in with his hand like that and throws it from the top.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, he's extremely awkward, which makes him difficult to fight because he's so awkward. You just can't see a lot of that stuff coming. You know, it kind of reminds me of Chris Lytle, actually. Like, it's just so, it's not like textbook. It is not clean, but it's so awkward that you can't really prepare for it and you can't really defend it because you don't know where it's coming from. Like that punch you're talking about, it's like he raises his elbow and his arm and just kind of throws his hand out. Like, that's not traditional. You don't even know how to block that. And he kept hitting Nazardine with that because he's not used to seeing it come.
It's the way you taunt somebody. Like, if you're going to, oh, fuck you. It's like the way you threaten somebody and you normally don't see fighters do it, but for some reason for him, it works. And he was catching him with it.
Yeah.
Don't do that again.
What? You frightened? Don't be nervous.
No, I never, that's a new look for you, Jimmy. And I don't like it. I'm not liking it.
It's a little threatening, Jimmy.
I'm glad we're not in studio because I would maybe press charges. You're very frightening when you put that mean face on. Is that, do you get that from being around the power universe?
I do. Well, this is when I'm really angry. I do this.
Yeah, do that smile again. The smile is hilarious.
What's next for Sean Strickland?
Well, he did beat, by the way, he said at the end, I won that Cannonier fight, and I really think that he did win that Cannonier fight. And I know that, yeah, hey, look, it is what it is. It's in the past. But I don't blame him for being a little bit pissed about that. You go, I get what, five rounds with a guy who hits as well as Jared Cannonier, and you eke out a win, and then they take it from you. That's got to be very frustrating. So I don't know. What is he ranked? Let me look at what he's ranked right now.
I mean, yeah. I mean, there's still fights for him.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's still opportunities for him. I mean, there's still a lot of guys. And you know, he's willing to take these fights that no one else can take. So he could probably even go up to 205. Like, this fight was fought at 205. And, like, he didn't look bad as a 205er. So he could probably still fight guys.
But he was also fighting somebody who was 195. Not, and again, I know he took it on a week's thing, but I think he has a harder time with a guy who's a natural 205.
I mean, for sure he would because, yeah. I mean, it takes him a while to get going. But I think he could still fight a few of those guys at that weight.
Yep, number seven. Thank you, Jake. He's ranked number seven. I mean, who do they give him next? Does he fight a guy like Vettori or Costa?
I think he beats Costa. I don't know about Vettori. I think he beats Costa. He might beat both of them.
Yeah, maybe.
I think he should. So Jake's saying Brunson
and Duplessis, yeah.
So I think he should fight Duplessis if Duplessis could beat Brunson, which he probably will.
Wait, what about Costa? What's going on with Costa?
They're saying contractual issues. Jake, you're saying there's some contractual issues.
Oh, there's some issues going on with that guy.
Yeah, man, he's tripping about money.
Yeah.
Man, Dean Thomas, what are you doing day to day right now? How many jobs do you got?
I don't got that many no more, man. I do radio, and then I do my podcast. I do a couple podcasts.
Tell me about the podcast you do right now. We got time, man. Shit.
Which podcast? I do one on Sirius XM, and then I do one on what?
Why do you sound annoyed when I want to try to plug his stuff and talk about it? I talk about me all day long. I don't need to.
You know, I don't like talk about myself, but I do have another edition of Dean's Got Answers coming out, which is featured on you guys' channel. Like, y'all put it out there for me. So I appreciate y'all for allowing me to tag team with y'all on this.
You're welcome.
I ride y'all's coattail on this.
Oh, that's awesome, man. I want to hear about it. I don't even know the questions. I don't know what you got answers to, but it's got to be to something. But I mean, what do we know what the questions are?
Yeah, well, the questions this week were, who's going to win every fight at UFC 283? And then who's the most baddest bantamweight out there, contender out there? And then
you're telling me and you're telling us right now that you have answers.
I have the answers to this.
Wait, UFC 283?
Yeah.
Didn't that pass already?
Oh, no, it's 283. It is this weekend.
Oh, I apologize. You're right. Glover Teixeira against Jamal Hill. Sorry.
He's throwing you off. He's being.
I am. I'm fucking numbers are all off. Yeah, 286 is.
You know what it is, man? We had 3 weeks off. We had 3 weeks off, and now we come back with all these fights, man. It's hard to keep up with them.
It is. It's true. But I was still happy that the fights were back last week. Just this past weekend, Sean Strickland. I really enjoyed the heck out of that. Nazarene. I think he's going to learn from it, obviously. But I thought it was wild that he was getting more tired than Sean Strickland, man. Sean Strickland. He just loves to fight and he loves to spar. Mm-hmm. And that's like the equivalent of him. He was like, yo, if I wanted to get into shape, I'd just be doing some sparring and stuff like that. So I'm just going to do that on Saturday night. He's going in there to fucking, that's how he looks at it. And it works for him because, you know, some guys fight, you know, you fight the way you spar. So he fights like a fucking maniac. He spars like a maniac. Yeah. That's how he fights. I mean,
I don't think there's much difference. There's not much difference between the way he spars and the way he fights. Everybody will tell you that.
He's so in your face. It's like he forces you to fight his fight. Mm-hmm. And he forces you to kind of just rely on just your fucking, your hands. He takes away a lot of your legs because he's so close.
But you see his defense? Like, he just kind of puts his arms up. Like, he starts with a Philly shell, and then when you throw punches, he just kind of puts his arms out, and you're like punching his arms. It's a weird thing.
Isn't it kind of like grabbing for the gloves? Like Cormier would do that too. It just seems like he's kind of like touching for the glove and then using that. Is that, I don't know if that was a spacing thing, but I think Cormier would always do that.
Like, yeah, just Cormier kinda... did used to do that. He used to reach out and try to hand fight with you while you were trying to throw punches. It worked. And John Jones does a lot of that too. And then he would poke you in the eyeball.
Yeah. Yeah. Jones. Yeah. What do you think, by the way, what do you guys think? Jones gone. Jones hasn't fought this would be 3 years without fighting, and he's got to come back against a fucking a natural heavyweight like Ciryl Gane, who's looked very good. What do you think about that fight?
I think if it becomes a grappling match, and I think I don't like that Ciryl Gane, he goes to his back sometimes, if that happens, I think Jones could submit him, straight up strangle him, head and arm choke, rear naked choke. I think he will beat him in a jiu-jitsu match.
Yeah,
I do. Fuck, man, laces. I mean, you're talking about it's not that I'm not upset about Francis leaving. I enjoy watching Francis.
Love
I think
it, yeah.
He's a great guy also. But as far as a fighter goes, which I think he's awesome, Ciryl Gane really should be the heavyweight. He fucking blew it. He laid down with a leg and it cost him the goddamn fight. And I will say, it's not that I'm not impressed, but I'm not super impressed with that fifth round. He was on his way to losing that fight. Ciryl Gane gave him a gift. He's fucking accepted it.
Yeah, I took it.
Won the title. That's what happened.
Sure.
Oh, you could say, yeah, but look at the way he knocks out this guy and Rosen strike it. Awesome. I love it. He was going to lose that fucking fight. Ciryl, in between the fourth and fifth round, what happened between that round with the corners or whatever, who executed the game plan the right way? Ciryl Gane. Until he laid down with that fucking leg and gave up the heavyweight title. So yep. I'm not, so it's not like, man, you know, what everybody's going to be wondering who I'm not. I think if they fought again, if Ciryl Gane makes a couple corrections, he's got that fucking belt. So I don't know. It's not like that fight went like all the other fights. And it's like, yo, now that, you know, we don't have the best guy. Well, it's, I don't know. That fight was fucking close.
Yeah. Then again, we've seen what Francis does do when he fights you a second time. You know, the Stipe decision he loses, and in the second one he makes adjustments and has an extremely good fight against Stipe. That may not have happened against Ciryl Gane. I'm just saying that Francis also seems to make adjustments.
Yeah, that's fine. Shit on a legend. It's okay. Okay. All right. No, I'm sure he's got a fire call right now. He's going on a poll. He don't need to hear. I'm sure he's not concerned with your.
I bet you Stipe would agree that Francis fought a great fight against him.
Fucking rematches too. You could ask DC.
Yes, but however, in that rematch, Francis did when he, like I said, when he sprawled in that second round, you knew Stipe, or the first round, you knew Stipe was gonna have a hard time because Francis had adjusted, and the way he beat him the first time, he wouldn't be able to do it the second time. You think Jones wins? What do you think, Dean?
I think so too, man. Yeah, I mean, Francis is a strong dude, but Gane allowed himself to get out wrestled and out grappled by Francis Ngannou. John Jones is on a different level in terms of grappling. So if it does come down to that, he's going to win for sure. But if Ciryl Gane can keep it on the outside, he may be able to win a decision.
Does the 3-year layoff? I mean, that's a long time to not fight.
I mean, but that's the one thing we don't know. Like that's the X factor. Like no one knows how he's going to look at 3 years off and at heavyweight. Like is he going to be slower? Like no one knows. So like those are the X factors. So it's really difficult to try to predict the winner.
Okay.
Imagine he goes in there like Damon Wayans from The Great White Hype. The fact that you know what that movie is, it's pretty funny.
Of course I do. Didn't Peter Berg play?
Yes. He played the white guy.
The white dude. Yeah.
Horrible fucking obscure movie that Dean Thomas knows. <all. laughs>
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
By the way, Dean, what did you, your picks for 283? Mm-hmm. Maybe we could find out. I'm kind of curious if it matches up with a couple of them with Matt and I would think. What do you think, Glover against Jamahal Hill?
See, you know what? Like at first I was going for Glover and my heart wants to say Glover, but you know, Jamahal Hill is still so young, man. And I just, you know, if he's had a great run and I kind of want him to win because he's an older guy, but
yeah,
man, just you get old overnight sometimes, man. And Jamahal Hill's not the dude, man. He's not the guy to play with. So
well, listen, I think today's episode should be labeled Shit on Legends Day.
Listen, I got to tell you, can I preface it with this, though?
Why?
Is that on Dean's Got Answers, you know, I predicted Glover to win, but now I'm like having second thoughts about it.
Well, don't forget, Paul Craig did submit him or he beat Jamahal Hill, and he's very dangerous on the ground. So maybe he may have a hard time if Glover gets his hands on him.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean,
different skills.
Paul Craig pulled guard and caught him with a tricky triangle. Like it's different than like taking a guy down, you know what I'm saying? Beating him up, passing his guard. Like Jamahal Hill will I'm sure be ready for that. And there's no way Glover's going to pull guard and like try to play this like crazy Damian Maia game on him. So
they said Jan Blachowicz would be ready for that too. Whoa. That's what they said.
So who do you got, Matt?
Huh?
Who are you picking?
Come again? No, I'm only kidding. I feel. Now, look, man, Jamal Hill, he feels like the future. He's so damn accurate.
I know.
Is he going to make the mistake of being like, almost like what happened with Anthony Smith, where Anthony Smith was laying into Glover, being like, I'm going to get this old man out of here. Die, and the kitchen sink and everything. Everything out of him. And then he weathered it. Because he knows how to weather a storm.
Mm-hmm.
He's had his fucking share of downpour. He's been in the eye of the hurricane. Glover.
Some would say that he's the hurricane sometimes.
What?
Some would suggest that he is the hurricane sometimes.
He's not bringing the storm. He is the storm.
That's what I said. Yeah. He is some. His hurt.
I like that.
Yeah.
You don't have to bring the storm. You are the storm. That sounds
exactly
like Atlas shit. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, that is.
I might use that. Anyway. So, yes, he is used to weathering things. You know, I believe when he. How did he lose to John Jones back in the day when his shoulder came out? Did that go the distance?
John Jones was a decision, yeah.
I mean, and that's what him show. I don't know what round his shoulder came out, but I'm pretty sure it's pretty early. I'm not sure, actually, but I know it came out. So I'm saying he's durable. So
yeah, for sure.
I'm going to have to say Glover only because, I don't know, I'm an old school jiu-jitsu guy. No, I'm only kidding. I just feel the experience could be enough to overcome. And his skill set. Over five rounds. Listen, Jiri is an explosive mother jumper, man. So to do what he did with him, and he was on his way of getting a victory versus him until he got caught. And to have the endurance to have a back and forth like that there's nothing that shows me he can't do that same shit fucking 6 to 8 months later. So that's your answer.
I have to, I love Glover and I want to see him win because he's older. And again, a guy who's 43 is such a great story. But I think Jamal Hill, again, he's just too accurate and too strong. I think he's going to stop him in the second or third round.
Well, I mean, they don't call you Jimmy Train Hopper or fucking Norton for nothing. I'm only kidding. You don't hop on trains.
Yeah, I'm not I can't pick Glover just because I like the story. I think Jamal Hill just looks. It's just too dangerous right now. But then again, if Glover won, I'm not going to be upset because I really enjoy watching him.
But here's the thing, though, is that, yes. You know, Glover has been dealing with these type of guys in these situations for a long time. And that was how I justified it. Like, he's beat like Thiago Santos. Like, he beat Anthony Smith. He beat these guys up in their primes. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, man, he was on his way to beating Jiří Procházka until he didn't get caught. I think he had a lapse in focus and just like, kind of gave up, but you learn from that. And he's probably going to use that as motivation to go into this fight even more hungry, which is why I justify Glover winning. But as I say that, he's still 43. And that's a big difference, man. I mean, he can get older in 8 months. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow. That's something to be quoted on. Somebody's going to be older in 8 months. Like Dean's got answers. Dean, do you think I'll be older tomorrow? Next week, I'll be
just a day.
Older. I'm only fucking around. I know your fighter gets old. I know what you're saying.
They get older, man, and it's like, and it's not the same.
All right, how about Davison Figueiredo 11? What do you think of this fourth match between Figueiredo and Brandon Moreno?
Listen, I think Brandon Moreno's gonna have all his Lego pieces in order, and he's gonna fucking put that shit together. Jimmy,
no.
You're mean. You're a mean friend. If he did the same joke, you would have just let it go.
I gotta tell you, man, that was kind of mean. That was a little disrespectful.
It hurts. It hurts, yeah, Dean.
I can see it, man. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. On Jimmy's behalf, I am sorry.
No,
Dean.
I'm
sorry.
Anyway. I like Brandon Moreno in this fucking fight. I'm not so sure he lost the last fight. Might have to watch that one again. You know what I mean?
I'm going Davison Figueiredo. I think he stops him.
Ooh, okay, he's hanging out with fucking Cejudo. Ooh, new trainer, Brandon.
Yeah,
who's he training with?
I think he's training with
Sage. Oh, shit!
Which makes it even more. Yeah.
Or Sage Saeed. Proximo, I call him. Yeah. From fucking Gladiator. Proximo. It's all wild up.
And there's no one you'd want to be in Brazil with than that guy, right? So oh, I think hell yeah.
Why?
Because the Brazilians, you know how ornery they are. I mean, he's safe being behind him is going to be a huge advantage for Brandon Moreno.
You're saying safe is Brazilian?
No, what I'm saying is that he's going to be able to, you know what I'm saying, keep Brandon motivated while the Brazilians are yelling, I'm going to kill you.
Man, keep the car running, safe, Saeed. I'm all you'll be fine. You'll be fine, dude.
Now, I like Brandon Moreno in this fight. Like you said, Matt, I don't think Brandon Moreno lost the last fight. And I think the more time they spent in there, Brandon Moreno is just the better fighter. And I like him in this fight.
Hey, man, all I know is Brandon Moreno with Saif Saeed is a nice combination.
Yeah.
How it got set up, I like that. I was afraid that, you know, I don't know where we would end up. I had something on my neck. What? I was stretching my neck out. Dean, I would love it. Dean Thomas, I'm fucking around. You are an awesome coach. Look at who taught that Jillian her first fucking rear naked choke.
I did.
Yeah, right. I would love to pitch it with you, and she's like a teenager.
Yeah.
No, man.
We go way back. Thomas. You know what I'm saying? We go way back.
I'll tell you.
Like,
right
almost
now,
like me and you.
What? Really? No, man. Nah, I knew you back when you were, not you were a kid.
No, you were not that long. Not that long. Not that long. We was both jitterbugs.
I knew you right after you got done heel hooking Jens Pulver in Japan.
Yeah.
I am a shooto fighter, you know.
Yeah. Everybody, that's the only part everybody remembers.
That's all I remember is you saying that shit.
Yeah.
That fights you. Yeah. All right. Oh, look who's in the waiting room.
Awesome.
Look, ready?
All right. Is that how we're going to greet him? We should
yes.
all greet him.
No, so, you know, Jimmy's being a dick. He's saying yes. He's going to let us do it. He's not going to do it. Look at him. He's
I will do it.
Ready?
Yep. Let's bring him in.
Jalen, man. Nice to see you, bro.
How you doing,
nice
buddy?
Doing good.
Nobody fucking does it. Yo, D. Thomas had an idea. He goes, hey, why don't we all act like tarantulas when he come like this?
It's not, hey, Matt, it's not too late. Matt, come on, it's not too late. Let's do it right now, Matt. Okay. Let's do it right now.
What are we talking about? Jalen, nice to meet you. Listen to me. Jimmy's embarrassed by
I'm
us.
I'm good. I'm back.
Look at Jalen's laughing already. Jalen, out of all the things, out of all the hobbies, you could have collected fucking stamps. You could have done something. You could have been into cars. Fucking creep. One had to get loose in back in the day. One had to get loose, and you couldn't find it, and it ended up on your head or something. Tell us, please.
I've had a few get loose. The last time I lost one, I lost it for like 2 weeks, and I found it on the side of my bed.
Alive or dead?
It was alive.
Wait, and you had arachnophobia before this, and then you started getting tarantulas because you were afraid of spiders?
Yeah, so you know how you can like adopt fears by hanging out with certain people, it gets projected on you. So that's what happened. Like I had some friends that hated spiders. Like we were just like best friends though.
Like just
so,
regular like, black people, like, huh?
They was like, I hate spiders. And I was like, dang, like I got to a point where I couldn't even like kill one. And I was like, man, I wasn't like that when I was younger. Like, so I'm like, man, I got to get over this. So I got a pet tarantula. And ever since, just kept it like that.
And when they crawl on you, I've never touched a tarantula. Have you ever been bitten by one or do they not bite people really?
They bite, but I haven't been bit.
How do you avoid being bit? Make sure it's fed or just don't pick it up a certain way?
It'll let you know if it's going to bite you.
It's going to tell you?
It's going to threat posture. It's going to do everything it can before it has to bite you.
Okay, so you've had that, I'm sure, and then you wind up backing off and leaving it alone for a little while.
Yep, just let it chill out.
Is there loyalty with tarantulas? Like, I mean, does he recognize you, do you think? Or is it the food source?
Nah, and I don't think they're that intelligent like that. But I do notice, like, they'll understand when you open the cage, like, food's coming, so they don't, like, run off often.
So by hanging out with these spiders, you're saying you develop kind of this kind of sense.
I guess you could say.
Some kind of spider sense. And you know when they're hungry. Jimmy, do you think I'm going to go on the road with you one day in the fucking... No?
I know, I would like that actually a lot.
I mean, I don't like something like reptiles and shit. Like, I don't like something that I can feed every day. And then one day I'm like, yeah, hi, little Harry. And then they fucking, you know, they have no loyalty.
What do they eat? Like,
what do they eat? I feed them roaches, mice, lizards.
Mice?
Whatever. Yeah.
What does that look like? What is that like?
It turns into a big ball of mush after like a day.
And they like it alive and kill it, or do you feed it to them dead?
Usually alive.
You seem to like dangerous animals. Like, I see, I was watching your Instagram and you have a pit bull, which by the way, you were training in a store. I thought that was a really weird place to train a pit bull. It was like in this giant, like a Target or like a Costco store, and you're setting up your camera and you're having this dog with no leash run down the thing. You must have complete faith that dog is not going to bite somebody.
I have a lot of faith in my dog. I put a lot of training into him.
You do?
Yeah. No, they're nice.
How many do you have?
I got a pit bull and I got a bully, XL bully.
How do they get along? They get along good?
Hey, they best friends. They both boys. They get along. They cool with the kids, cool with the family.
What's a bully? Is that like in the pit bull family? I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it's like a mixed breed pit bull.
Oh, okay.
Hey guys, there's a video. I'm sure you've seen it. Of a little kid. This is so beautiful. A little kid playing. He runs out with his dog, and the dog's like running with him. And the little kid has to be around like, I don't know, yeah. 5 or 6. You seen this?
Yes.
And there's other dogs with him. And then you see across the street, this other black dog comes over just from across the street and just running over towards the kid. So you see the kid stop and look, and the dog, his dog that was just playing with him, knocks the kid down and just defends the kid. You ever see this?
I have not. I'm thinking of a different one.
Jalen, did you see this?
Yeah, I seen that.
You did see it?
Yeah, I seen that.
Isn't it amazing? I must have watched that. It got a million. Say you, but to type in if you watch on YouTube, boy, dog saves boy or something.
No, I was thinking of a different video of a kid with a dog where the kid stopped and looked at something. I didn't see this one.
This one is so good. You should watch it. It takes a second.
All right.
But
Yeah.
Seen this one? Look at the dog. That way the dog knocks over the. He knocks over the kid and it gets right in front of him in the face. It was so cool. I just loved it. I amazing. So you
I got to see this.
Yeah.
I haven't seen this. I got to see this.
Yeah.
Jalen, was that your dog?
Nah, it wasn't my dog.
That's what I love about the loyalty of dogs, man. You could be the biggest piece of shit in the world. Nobody likes you. Your dog fucking loves you.
But no one's mentioning, Matt, this 5-year-old ran away instead of fighting with the dog, too. So I think that's a bad look for him. Now, do you have dogs because you love dogs, or do you like them as, because it seems like you almost train them as protection animals, or like, because you have the suit thing. And I noticed you wore the suit one time where the dog is jumping on you in the suit. Aren't you afraid that sends a message to the dog to bite you, or is that not how it works?
No, it definitely sends a message for the dog to bite me, but I don't do it with my own dogs.
Your dog?
Nah. I've always been a dog. I've had dogs since I was a kid, you know. My friend Chris Sykes just got me like really deep into the dog training world. So I started training my own dogs and training with him, and I was like, you know what? Like, let me get a working dog, and found this pit bull from my buddies out in Philadelphia. So I went and picked up my pup, and yeah, the rest is history.
Well, there's no training those fucking 8 fucking legged monsters.
Yeah, those are more for just licks. I just lick at them, let them do their thing, but you know, I could be like interacting with my dog.
How many of those do you have? Tarantulas do you have?
I think I only got like 8 right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I used to have a lot more, but I've been cutting down, you know, just being in camp all the time and training in the gym and putting more focus on my dogs. I don't have time to like care for a bunch of them properly.
Now, are they different temperaments? Like, oh, this one's a dick, I can't pick him up, or this one's kind of mellow. There's different, like, vibes to each one?
Oh yeah, definitely. There's some that you open the cage and they're trying to bite, like there. And then there's some that you can just open the cage and just take them out. There's some that just don't fuck with people.
One like Stripe from the fucking Gremlins, just, we're already just shitting all over Gizmo, just you know.
My favorite one's my blue one. I got a, she's blue and yellow with a bit of black on her. Postal Etheria Metallica. She's nice.
Do they cage in the same cage together, or you can't do
all,
that?
All separate.
What if you put them together? Will they fight?
It depends on the species. There is a species that can be housed together. They're called Monocentrophis balfouri. So I got a few of those housed together.
They're like more like they live together, and they do they have any type of thing? Like when a spider has little spiders, do they take care of them like every other animal, or are you just completely on your own?
They'll take care of them for a little bit. Like the mom will feed them a couple times, but then they're on their own.
Oh, okay. And how are you feeling? Didn't you go through surgery?
Yeah, elbow surgery. I'm feeling good though. I'm feeling great. I'm ready to get back in there.
Okay, so you're healed up.
Yeah.
And you went through one surgery and then they found more, sorry, I didn't interrupt you, you need more bone fragments and you had to go back in? What was that?
So I got an MRI, had the torn partial tear in my tricep, and then got PRP on that. My arm was still messed up. And I was like, dang, like what the hell's going on? We got an X-ray and then we found the bone fragments, so we had to set the surgery up for that. So
oh, it was PRP, okay.
Yeah.
Now, when you was going through all this, are you the type of guy that still tries to train or do something? Like, you can't throw punches. Are you working on kicks and just, or is that the type you are, or you just take it off completely?
You know, I took a lot of time off completely, but then I just got stir crazy and I was like, man, I need to start kicking. I need to do something. You know, I started training around it however I could. And like, before I did the surgery, I just said, F it. I was like, I'm gonna be in pain anyway, like I'm about to get it fixed anyway, so I just went back to like kind of train normally. But that was pretty painful. I had to sit down after that, so that was it.
It's hard to sit still. It's hard not to do anything. So yeah. The next question is for Jimmy, how do you do nothing at all?
I'll be honest, I'll tell you how I spend every other day looking forward to my time with you.
Oh, that's a great answer, Jimmy. Great answer.
Nothing compares.
Nothing. Listen, you need your energy for this show.
Yes, Jimmy, I do.
Who is next? Who's the next victim, man? And when? When are you healthy enough to get back into a camp?
Yeah. I'm pretty much right in camp right now.
So what do we got?
I think we got Dan.
Who? Dan Ige?
Hooker.
Dan Hooker. What weight class am I in? The right one.
Yeah, you think I'm 45, I'm 55.
My bad. I only has Dan Ige on my brain. He had a great fight the other day. Dan Hooker.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. Waiting for
who's it. Taller? Who's taller?
I'm taller.
You are taller.
Yeah.
That's a really good fight. I love that fight. That's a
good name, man.
Yeah.
Jaden, let me ask you this. So, you know, Beneil Dariush came out and said some stuff about Michael Chandler and Poirier saying that, you know, maybe they need to just retire if they don't want to fight anybody. How do you feel about them guys not trying to fight you guys in the, you know, lurking around where you guys are lurking around at?
I mean, I feel the same way, you know, like give other people opportunities. It's not always just about money fights. Like, if you know you're at the end of the line, like, I guess, like, you know, they just want to get the big fights, get the paydays and get out. But, you know what I mean? Like, just get out, you know, like. You're holding up the division. Like, people want to, like, break in or at least give somebody opportunity. Give, like, arm an opportunity, like give anybody an opportunity to you know, how do you say, like, hold the stronghold, you know, like take over, take that spot, or at least, you know, challenge for it. So it is what it is.
I mean, yeah. You gotta give Brunel some credit for that. I mean, Gamrot's no easy fucking walk in the park. He took that fight and he didn't have to, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
He might be saying it, but he's walking it too, you know.
But that's what I'm saying. He's he was saying that Dustin and those guys need to either start fighting back or just retire, because like they're not fighting nobody. They're just trying to fight each other. And he said it's not fair to everybody else. So
no, I completely agree with that.
Well, Gaethje and Fiziev is the co-main, I think, to Edwards Usman 3, if I'm correct. I believe that's the co-main for that over in London. That's an incredible fight. If things go well with Hooker and the fight goes through and you're healthy and you get the win, I know you have to be looking into the top five after that. Is there anybody who you kind of in the distance have your eye on?
I got my eye on everybody, you know, at the end of the day. So like at this point, I'm really ready to just take on whoever they want to throw at me. But yeah, man, like
now, don't let him tell you that, man, because Matt could tell you, like, every fighter got that one dude that you'd be like, man, that's bitch. I can't wait. I'll slap him. So who is it, Jalen? Who is it?
Man, I ain't got that. I'll fight whoever. I don't care. Like, I don't got no vendetta against nobody. You know, because at the end of the day, my goal is to end up fighting everybody in the division anyway. Everybody that's at the top, I want to fight them all. So there's no one to pick and choose. Whoever's next is next, you know?
Well, if they do match you up with Dan Hooker, that is a good name fight. Because, shoot, man, people know who he is, man. That's what it's really about, man. Because I know what Brunel's talking about. But at the same time, everybody's a killer, whether they have a name or not. So their point is, yo, I might as well wait for a fucking killer with a name than fight the kid trying to make a name for me. I think they get it. You know what I mean?
I understand that part too, but after so long, if you already have the name, like what more name would you want? You know what I mean? Like if you already have solidified yourself in the division, what else do you need? You know what I mean? It's only fair to fight back, you know, at that point.
It's true. Listen, man, I hear you, and it should be about the styles that make the fights. What I like about Bernil is like he was excited to fight a guy with a skill set as of Gamrot. That's a different mindset. That's not a guy looking for the most money with the easiest thing to get a Vegas payday. That's a guy thinking that's the biggest challenge. I want to be fighting a guy like that. So when that guy goes off to be doing whatever he does afterwards, you know, I got that feather in my cap, like you notch on my belt. I don't know. It's a great mindset, you know. Hey, Jalen, what else you been doing, man, besides hanging out with your tarantulas? You watching anything new on Netflix? Got any shows you're watching? Any hobbies you're into? Any books you're reading?
I was watching Alice in Borderland. That was a cool little
show. What is that?
It's like a Squid Games type show. It's on Netflix. It's really good.
Is it foreign? Is it a foreign show?
Yeah, it's a foreign show. You throw the subtitles on.
I hate the subtitles thing.
Because he can't read.
Wrong. I read good. No, listen, but
that's funny.
Is it good? It's funny. I mean, it's violent.
Yeah, it's like they have to like go through all these like tests and gather like it's crazy. Like they have to gather like a deck of cards. Like so, every game they go in is like they get a card from that, and like every card selection is different, like per game. Like it's crazy. Like it's wild. You gotta watch. I'm terrible at explaining things, but no, you gotta watch.
Let me ask you: are you into anime?
You know, I got my favorite anime is Yu Yu Hakusho. You know, that's my number one. I wouldn't say I'm like deep in the anime, but like I haven't watched anything. Like the last thing I really watched is like Demon Slayer, but I didn't even finish it. So
here's what I'll tell you to watch with that. I'm not even into it, but I do like Super Crooks. I don't know if it's still on Netflix, but man, it was good. It was from the guy Mark Millard. I think it is. He did Kick-Ass back in the day. He's a comic book guy, but yeah, really good. Super Crooks. It's about almost like a heist movie, but an anime movie, but with the villains doing the heist and really good shit. Jimmy, I know it's
hard
to watch.
Yeah, I'm not a big anime or animation guy, but I know it's popular.
You're a big anything, Jimmy. What do you watch on television? He doesn't like comedy. He's a comedian. He doesn't like anything.
I don't like watching comedies. I like documentaries. Vatican Girl was a great documentary on Netflix.
What else?
I tried to watch the Game of Thrones prequel. It stinks. It's boring.
What?
It stinks.
What?
It's mad. I tried. It's boring.
Did you
it's
guys
shot in the that? Shadows. It sucks.
I didn't even watch Game of Thrones. So like,
that was good. I tried to like it. You didn't like it? It was good. But and I don't like fantasy and dragon. I don't like the prequel. It's confusing and weird and they jump around too much. It sucks.
You like documentaries about kids getting lost in the Vatican type of thing. That's what you like.
Sure, that was a good one. Yeah, they're getting to the bottom of it. They reopened the case. Now, Jalen, you were going to be you wanted to be a skateboarder. Do you still do it? I've seen some videos of you doing it, but is it one of those things where you're afraid of breaking your arm or your leg?
I'm not afraid of that, but, you know, that is the reason why I don't do it as much as I used to. you know, I can't afford to miss out on some fight pay. So,
right.
Yeah, I leave the skateboard to the side a little bit, but I still do it every now and again. You know, I'm not in cap. I'll jump on the board, do like some flat ground. Like, I'm not going off no stair sets or rails or ledges or anything like that no more.
Yeah, I'm kind of fascinated with that.
Me too, man. You are an eccentric dude, man. I didn't know you was this eccentric.
Yeah, man. I can tap into any market. I do a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Love it.
Well, look, man, I hope this... Do you have any idea when this Hooker fight's going to be?
Shoot, I think March. Sometime in March.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I'm glad you're fighting again, and good luck in that fight. And if it goes your way, you know, you get the win. I hope that you get somebody in the top five after that.
Yeah, man. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh, by the way, before we let you go, didn't Drew Dober call you out or ask for you after that Bobby Green fight?
Yeah. So I addressed that. I literally called my manager right before I even got out of the octagon. I was on the phone with my manager at the time. And, you know, I didn't hear nothing. It went on deaf ears. I think, you know, he got cold feet or something. So it is what it is.
Ah, he ain't went to smoke, though. He ain't won it.
Drew Dober got cold feet.
I think so. I didn't hear anything. I asked for a contract and I didn't hear nothing about it.
I'm just trying to.
Yeah. I'd love to see that fight.
That'd be a fantastic fight.
Sure.
But either that or Dan Hooker. Listen, anytime the Tarantula fights, it's fun as hell. We'll be watching.
Yeah.
Right.
Jalen, good talking to you, man. And we'll definitely talk to you again, hopefully right after your next fight.
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay, buddy. Good luck. Good talking to you.
Always. I'll see you guys.
All right, man. Peace.
See you, man.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Better keep those fucking spiders on a leash is all I know.
Scary.
I'm kidding. He is next door neighbor. Oh, who's moving in next door? Oh, it's Jalen. Yeah, nice guy. Just a... He had 12, and now he's down to 8. Who knows? The next 4 might be in your fucking...
Yeah.
You know, your bed. Fuck that.
Dean, are you promoting anything, sir?
No. Well, just my... Dean's Got Answers. We talked about that. Yeah, so I'm promoting that.
And even though right now, he publicly just went back on one answer. So, he doesn't... Dean has answers. It doesn't mean they're the right answers. Just to be... just to clarify that.
Yeah,
he's got some answers. Don't mean they're right or wrong.
Sure. Well, sometimes they're just not as black and white as you want them to be. Like this Glover Jamal Hill fight. No. Like that's like the hardest fight to pick because you just don't know, man. Like we never even seen Jamal Hill like really fight off a good grappler. So like it's hard to tell how he's going to respond to a guy like Glover Teixeira.
Right.
That's a good point about he never fought off a grappler like that except for Jimmy's Paul Craig.
And Paul Craig pulled guard and like threw up a sick triangle.
And just to say, guys, because I know we didn't really talk about it too much, I mentioned it briefly. Dan Ige looked amazing the other day.
Oh, he really did. Yeah.
So I just want to not make sure I don't want to just skate past that because he really, holy, I mean, he never looked better. And that's two fights in a row where he's looking really, really good. So I don't know.
What? I almost feel like he earned that because like he had taken so many tough fights where he had lost some like decisions, but like gotten like beat up in the process. So like, I feel like this was his time. Like he needed that fight to like reel him back into the division.
It wasn't a long fight, but he was a step ahead the whole time.
Yeah, for sure.
There's a little glimmer of, look, Jack, Damon's doing, and then, no, he was right back in the drive.
Yeah, for sure.
No, he's getting the drive out. Now he pushed back over.
Yeah.
And, Ige's driving again. So yeah, I thought Dan Ige was very, very impressive. You know?
Yep.
All yeah, right, guys. Jimmy, I got nothing to say except that, you know, I like to have a good time.
This was fun. Thank you to Jalen Turner. And tomorrow night, Wednesday night, I'm sorry, this Wednesday, I apologize. I'll be at the Fat Black Pussycat running through my hour. And then March 4th, I'm going to be at the Paramount Theater. Hopefully Matt will be there to see me.
Please remind me, dude. But yes, March 4th, I will be there. Jimmy, every time you say Fat Black Pussycat,
Dean giggles.
Just smiles and giggles like a little kid.
Yeah.
I know, man. It really charms me. Hold on, where's the Paramount Theater? Is that New York?
It's in Long Island, yeah, in Huntington.
Oh, man. That's the day of
the
fight, though. That's the day of the fight.
It is. Yes, but you can always go see me and then go home and get the pay-per-view. Pay-per-view starts at 10. You can catch me at 8 and go right home and watch pay-per-view.
Oh, that
and
makes
sense. And the Paramount Theater in Huntington, Long Island, and that's 7 minutes away from Sarah BJJ.
Ooh.
I know because there's a weed store right across the street from the Paramount. Hello, Dolly. Guys, I had fun today. Dean Thomas, I miss you so much.
I miss you, kid.
At least once a month. Come in. At least.
Yeah, I am, man. Please. I'm coming. I'm coming through, man. You know? I'm coming through. You guys are the best, man. This is my favorite show. I love you guys. And I'll
see
you again soon.
See you soon, Dean. Matt, see you Wednesday.
All right, boys.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye, lads.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.